Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Yeah. Welcome to the Hotter Than Health podcast, a plant-dominant podcast for those looking to expand and elevate their lives. Each week, we will bring you provocative conversations and topics, entertaining interviews, and some of the biggest names in health and wellness to answer your burning questions. You will leave each episode with tangible tips and takeaways, and understand what it truly means to live an energized and optimized life. Welcome back to this week's episode of Hotter Than Health. My name is Eliza Gelman, and I'm happy to have you here today. I know when you read the title of this episode, it does not seem very positive. It does not seem hella uplifting. It's about a wellness rut and feeling like you are lost in amok. And we're going to get into that in a second. But do know, like always, there's a little bit of a positive twist to this. And for anyone who is going through this, I think that this will resonate. Hopefully it does. And sometimes people don't know that they're in this phase. They just feel off. But we'll dive into that in just a minute. A little housekeeping. If you are new and you're just listening, make sure you subscribe on Apple Podcasts. It's a little purple app on your phone or computer. Hit subscribe. Leave us 5 stars. And it is the best way for new people to find the podcast. If you leave 5 stars, leave a review. It takes 10 seconds. If you add some value, amazing. And if not, then maybe just don't leave a review. And if you're returning and you still haven't subscribed, if you're on Spotify, hit the little check mark and we should be good to go. Last week, I didn't put out an episode because there was so much going on. It was very emotional last week, and then really, I hate to say really busy with work because I'm happy, all is good, but it was overwhelming. It got to be a bit overwhelming. Food, life, work, relationships, family, travel, everything all at once, and sometimes it feels like it's piling down, and I haven't missed an episode in a very, very, very long time, but it didn't feel authentic or cheesy. It just didn't feel like y'all would be getting the best version of me. It didn't feel like you would be getting a lot of value. I wanted to scrap that. We're back this week, feeling better than ever. And although I'm sitting in the office and it's very cold, so I feel a little teeth chattery, but other than that, feeling good. And I kept thinking, what do I want to talk about today? And normally there's endless possibilities. There really are. But if you want to be engaging and if you want to be excited and have people feel like they're leaving with something, then you have to be at least vibing with that content. I'm sure that you've seen people on Instagram or in other podcasts where they're having an interview or they're having a conversation or they're just ranting themselves and they don't seem that into it. It almost seems like they're reading off of a script and they just don't seem that energized about it. It's subliminal, but it doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good to listen to, and it doesn't feel good to be doing on the other end. I wanted to wait until this week because I feel a little more level-headed. It's a Sunday and I'm doing some work on a Sunday because it's nice to do work when no one's around. You can just be quiet. I had an audiobook playing and I've just been doing tasks, not mindless tasks, but getting things done that will help me get ahead for the next week. Just because, again, I'm like, okay, if we're going to be a busy week, then let's plan ahead. Because this week, I really want to focus on my people. I want to focus on work. I want to focus on all the good things that are happening and all of the amazing things that I want to be giving my time to that aren't just work and getting tasks through. And it's so crazy. This is, again, tangent. Hello. When you sit down and you look at all that you need to do for the week ahead, then you say, oh, well, this actually is a lot more than I anticipated. And if you take off little chunks, that's why I like working a couple hours a day and then having a few days where you work like a full 8 hours. But I find it so much more appealing to come into the office on a Saturday or Sunday. And granted, the office is teeny, do a little bit of that work. And today I figured I would do the same and just record remote for the podcast. Thought this was a good time as any. But today I wanted to talk about a wellness rut because I wanted to normalize a couple of things. Some people think that when they're in a wellness rut, they may end up losing all their progress, their motivation. They feel like they will plateau and go back to their evil ways. And I think it's important to recognize that sometimes if it feels like you're in a rut, it could be that you are simply at that comfort stage. Because it's not always easy to implement a new habit. Let's say you just got the Organifi greens juice. You're trying to do that every single morning. And for the first couple of weeks, maybe even a month, you're like, I am killing it. I'm feeling so good. This is a part of my new routine, new me, new year. Get after it. That becomes then second nature. After that has become second nature, it's become a habit, it now feels like your norm. And then, okay, well, now that I've got this down, what else can I add? Maybe you add in journaling or meditation, or you go for a walk, or you say, oh, I want to get into a new fitness class, or do some breath work, whatever that may be. Or if you just want to try, you're like, okay, I'm going to try a new recipe, one recipe a week, or bake something healthy once a week. Okay, that's all fun. That's all good. You're starting to implement, but that it doesn't necessarily feel like a new habit. It more so feels like you're adding in these extraneous little wellness elements that might make you feel better at the time. And I think it's important to say that being in that quote unquote wellness rut is not always a bad thing. And I think that the word rut makes sense because you are getting in. Oh, I just got a nice text. That made me happy. It may just mean that you are in a comfortable situation and you have really fully implemented a new habit in. Here's how I look at it. If you look at all of your habits on a week by week basis, it will seem super daunting or it will seem like you have made zero progress. For example, let's say, okay, January 1st, you are going to start incorporating greens juice and you're going to start working out 4 times a week and you're going to start walking every day and you're going to start calling your family and thinking more positively and, you know, manifesting, doing all these things, asking for a raise at work, or really, really just trying to stay organized. Maybe you like got a new you got a new agenda or journal and it's helping you stay organized. Maybe one of those habits sticks throughout the year or even 6 months. Maybe the other 3 or 4 don't. But maybe after 2, 3, 4 months of really sticking with that greens juice, this is again just an example, really sticking with that greens juice, then you say to yourself, okay, now that this is a habit, let's build on that next. So maybe in the beginning of the year, we look at what do we want our lives to look like in a year. If you can implement one new, awesome, healthy habit in each pillar of your life, for me, that would be health, relationships, and career. if I can implement one really healthy habit into my health throughout the year, maybe that is taking magnesium consistently, as well, I'm making this a combo, as well as incorporating the supplementation that I've been doing, but make it really consistent. If I can do that for the year, or at least pretty consistently throughout the year, and then in my relationships, maybe with my significant other, it is an absolute committed, like, massage once a week that we give each other. Oh, that sounds amazing. Maybe that's it, because it's like a standing date that you don't budge. And then for career, maybe you say, I want to reduce the or increase the amount of work that I get done in a shorter period of time. I want to spend less time on my phone during work so that I can be as effective as possible, which leads me to having more time to take a walk, having more time to spend with my partner. Those things are so impactful and so compounding. I think that when we get in these wellness ruts, we think, oh, well, I need to completely upheave and change everything. Maybe, oh man, I'm in a workout rut. Like, I've been doing the same lifting workout, I've been doing the same yoga or whatever it is. And you feel like, okay, maybe I just need a full overhaul and start doing Pilates and start walking, which is all great. But if you really initially enjoyed the weightlifting, then maybe instead of completely changing it, maybe you change up the reps, change up the weight, make it go a little lighter and do higher reps so that you feel more confident and you're not constantly putting your body under super heavy weighted stress. Maybe you mix up the reps. Maybe you just adjust some things. In my head, this all seems so clear to me, because to paint a picture for you, I think that over the past 6 or 7 months, I have been doing my greens juice. I've been doing my coffee with, not 6 months with the ghee, but for the past 3 or so months, doing the coffee with the ghee in the morning, cinnamon, no sugar. And then I do, you know, my healthy eating, but I'm eating more plant or animal proteins now. These are all really small adjustments that I have made over time that, again, have taken about a year. Not a massive, massive shift, but it's a small shifts over time create that larger shift. Maybe you are working on a relationship and you want to make it stronger, and whether it's a friendship, a significant other, someone in your family, maybe it's once a week committing to asking them how they're doing and then really listening. If you do that once a week, that's 52 more conversations that you would have with that person that you are simply focused on listening. And that will make someone feel heard and loved. And then if it's career, maybe Monday through Thursday, you delete Instagram and TikTok off of your phone from 9 to 4. That's what I've been doing, and it's been changing the game. And you realize how much of that free time you could be using. You can actually, I'm telling you, the 40-hour work week is going away. But reducing the amount of time that you're spending on screens is going to reduce the time that we spend at work, because if we're working to get tasks done, not just punching the clock, then you're going to get stuff done way faster. You're also going to be able to make better connections with people at work. These are all small shifts that we can be making that may seem like you're in a rut, but it could just be that you're not really committing to the small but major things in your health and wellness practice. Maybe you're doing the greens juice, but then you're going straight into coffee. Maybe you sip it slower and you start to really feel the effects of it and ask yourself, okay, what is my day really like with this? Start to take a little inventory of the effects that you are having from the habits. Oof. Truly. Let's also normalize this. I have definitely been in a podcast funk, and I do have interviews coming up that I'm so excited for. I love this podcast. It's not going anywhere, but sometimes it's fair to say after six and a half years, there's a lot of energy that I use to think about the podcast, to think about Instagram for the podcast, to think about what I'm going to say next. And I just never want it to come off as inauthentic or like I don't care what I'm talking about. That's why I wanted to get on here and express, hey, I feel like I've been in a little bit of a rut, but I do think that that's okay because there are other things that are incredibly important to me right now. So I just need to focus on the foundational habits that make me a better person. That makes sense. And I love the podcast, but it's, you know, if my priorities are health, then relationships, and then career, podcast is definitely in the career box, but it isn't my full time. It's not something that, if there's something that had to be sacrificed, instead of one of those three things, it would be the podcast for that week, which is exactly why I did not record an episode last week. But I will tell you, something that has been really amazing lately and that I'm so excited to share. Not so excited to share. Wow, this is not novel. This is not by any means groundbreaking. But I have been wanting to do, I wanted something simple, but I was sick, not sick of, never sick of, but I was like, okay, I need to change it up from the salmon fillets. So I've been going to the Fresh Market, and you can go to a Harris Teeter or a Ralph's or wherever you're listening. You can go to your seafood counter station, wherever you are. And I have been getting a wild salmon burger once or twice a week, and they are changing the game. Last night I didn't eat the full one, so I put it in with some eggs this morning, and it was so hearty and meaty and juicy, and it had amazing flavor. Oh my God. And it's one of those foods that makes it feel like a light but hearty filling meal. I put it over a salad, or just like some sauteed vegetables, and it is so delicious, especially as it's starting to get colder, because it makes it feel like you're still eating something light, but you know you're eating something like grounding and satiating. That's amazing. This is going to be this might be one of our shortest episodes that we've done in all year, which is totally fine. But I did want to ensure that people also knew I've gotten more questions in the past 2 weeks about greens juice than I have in so long. And I don't know if it's like end of year, people are buying gifts, but Organifi is the brand that I have been using for greens juice, protein, the Shilajit gummies that I've been taking twice a day. I'm obsessed with, haven't been sore from a workout and I don't know if this is all from the Shilajit, but they are these little tiny superfood gummies. And if you get Shilajit anywhere else, it usually tastes like garbage. This does not. They are two little gummies. They taste a little bit vanilla-y. They don't have a ton of flavor, but look, I honestly just feel really cool taking them. They're badass, great for mitochondria, great for cell health, muscle health, brain health, all over detoxification, all of your cellular functions. I'm obsessed. But if you are interested in any of the products, or if you want to scope out the greens juice, then highly recommend. They will likely be, I would just, if you're going to order it, I would order it soon, just because I feel like during the holidays, they do so many sales because people are trying to stay healthy when they travel. I would highly recommend the crisp apple greens juice and getting some protein before the end of the year. Before the end of the month, honestly, because it will last you a while. And if you do half a scoop of the greens powder like I do, then you will, no question, it will last you 3 months, and then you can have it on like a 90-day subscription. That's what I do. It works for me. I take it every single morning. But the code is HTH. You can go to Organifi.com/HTH or go to Organifi.com and just check out all of their products. Use the code HTH. If you're on my Instagram at ElizaG_wellness, I have a whole highlight for Organifi, and you can check it out. The link is in there. It'll take you directly to it. But I hope you all have enjoyed this brain dump and have an amazing rest of your week. Yeah.
Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day from Movement. Whether your mom is into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, everything at Movement is up to 50% off site-wide during their Mother's Day sale. A watch is a gift that celebrates all the time you spent with mom. And a Movement watch is even more than that. Movement uses industry-leading materials for their fresh, modern watch designs, from technically complex ceramics to vintage-inspired style, all for an incredible value your wrist and wallet will both love. And with one-size-fits-all convenience and fast, free shipping and returns, it's a stress-free shopping experience. Save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with Movement. Get up to 50% off site-wide during their Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.